Alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 2nd, 2016. We're in hour two of the broadcast. And a story I really wanted to get to in case people are not aware of this one. You know, I, for one, when I was doing research into all these different topics, I was amazed to find out that people were imprisoned in Europe or Canada for merely questioning moments in history, or for passing out maybe flyers or leaflets about certain events, questioning the Holocaust, or the fact that you wasn't able to get a copy of Mein Kampf, which now you can get one in Germany, but it's got a lot that goes with it. It's not just it's filled with trying to disprove some of the accusations that's in the original version, from my understanding. I'm not in Germany. I would recommend to you, if you want to read something like that, try to get a 1944 or earlier copy. But you know, if you've looked into this and you've done some research, you know, perhaps the story of Ernest Zundel or David Irving, or right now Arthur Topham in Canada. Well, there's another one, and it's Joshua Bonehill, and this is in Great Britain, and this is an amazing story, and it should really give everyone that is an activist, anyone that tries to broadcast or have websites on these type of issues, it really should make you stand up and take note. Keep Joshua Bonehill in prison forever. That seems to be what the powers that be are telling the British government with regards to free speech martyr Joshua Bonehill. He is currently in prison serving a 3.5-year sentence for some Charlie Hebdo-style online cartoons, which the Jews did not like, and now he's been told that he is to face further charges over 5 articles he wrote online at the end of 2014 and beginning in early 2015. Number one was a racist anti-Jewish labor MP, Luciana Berger, exposed. Number two is the Labor Party, the Jewish Party. Three, Zog attack the Daily Stormer in relation to successful burger campaign. Four, Joshua Bonehill on the eve of battle. Number five, the legacy of Operation, and I'm not going to say the rest of it. Many of these articles, be it noted, relate to the imprisoning of Garen Helm for his making of a Charlie Hebdo-style cartoon about the Labor Member of Parliament, Luciana Berger, and posting it online. So what we're talking about here is people in prison right now for posting memes. I didn't even know what that was till a while back, just in case someone else doesn't. I'm not a Facebooker, okay? I'm just not, and I'm not going to be. But they make, they post pictures a lot of times that are humorous, but it gets the point across. All right, Now, with regards to these five articles by Joshua Bonehill, he hasn't written these and posted them online while he's in prison. They were posted online long before the trial that led to his imprisonment. The authorities were well aware of them then. They scrutinized every article, every cartoon of Joshua, seeking a way to convict him. So why wasn't he charged with pinning these five articles at his infamous free speech trial? All right, so you see what I'm saying? They were completely aware of this. They charged him with something else. He's now in prison. Now they're bringing this up. So I want to make sure everybody understands. He's in prison. They didn't say anything about these articles, which he had already done at the time he was charged with what they put him in prison for. Now he's in prison, and they're going back through and saying, hey, maybe we can charge him with this and lengthen his prison term. He got 3.5 years for this one event, which we'll get to. The only similar scenario would be in the clear-cut black-and-white situation of a normal criminal being in prison for, say, a bank robbery, and then it subsequently being discovered that the said felon was guilty of other past robberies of which the judicial system was not aware at the time of his trial. This is why British criminals facing trial and planning to plead guilty are advised by their lawyers to ask for dozens of other crimes to be taken into consideration. British justice takes all the crimes as a whole and provides one sentence to cover the entire lot. Technically speaking, a sentence is given for each one, but they run concurrently so that everything is cleared out, so to speak, when this is completely done. However, we get into a very different area when we consider thought crimes, political crimes, and crimes against political correctness. After all, this is an extremely gray area for no one really knowing what in this field constitutes a crime and what doesn't. Not the police, not the judges, not the judicial system, and not the jury. Certainly wouldn't have a crew. Everyone takes advice from higher up. Even the Crown Prosecution Service takes advice from higher up. But even then, they only take a case to court if they think it's highly likely of a resulting conviction, which in essence means what an average jury of 12 good men and women will think of the case. In such a case, it's been established by precedent that truth is no defense. That's the sort of murky water we're in political correctness. It basically comes down to the quality of the lawyers on each side and the politics, the will, stubbornness, courage, and character of the judge and the jury. So what this effectively is doing is it is the possibility of keeping Joshua Bonehill in prison indefinitely. In theory, forever. Because he's actually wrote thousands of different cartoons and articles in the previous years. And you see, this is the kind of story right here that doesn't get any reporting whatsoever. This gentleman, who was exposing the Zionist stranglehold on Great Britain, has been put in prison for 3.5 years. He hasn't hurt anyone. He hasn't robbed anyone. He hasn't shot anyone. He really hasn't even threatened anyone, not with violence or anything. He has offended someone. And that may even be, how easy is it to offend someone? Now it depends on how easily offended someone is. But he's in prison for 3.5 years. And now they're going back and trying to bring charges about other things he's done and extend his prison term. You know what's the saddest thing about this to me is? Work on the Billy Ray Duke case here locally, I really got a real education as to how much people do not care to get involved when someone has lost everything they've got. They're getting the railroad. They need people's help. People just don't care. They just don't. I'm sorry. And Joshua Bonehill is probably coming to grips with those sad facts right now. I hope I'm wrong. I'm not in Great Britain, and perhaps there's a big rally cry and people are really getting involved and helping him, but I doubt it. I doubt it. Because I don't know what has happened to make people so indifferent like they've gotten now to where, you know, people just, they just don't try to, I guess they're afraid to try to help one another because society is so violent. Or they're so busy, or they just plain don't care. But, you know, that story is going to perfectly dovetail into the next one, which is a Washington Examiner story. Federal regulations of internet coming is the headline, warned FCC, FEC commissioners. And we'll get into that story here shortly. But, you know, we are... These stories that are happening in Canada, or these stories that are happening and have been happening for years and years and years in Germany and Europe, they are coming to America. I believe shortly they're going to come after the internet. It's either going to be through, you have to be licensed to have websites. Well, we're already seeing it with regards to Facebook and Twitter. Anything goes except certain things. Everything flies except certain things. It's who you decide to criticize or expose that sets the parameters. And once you have come to grips with that sad fact and identified who it is you can't criticize, it really starts to put the pieces of the puzzle in place now, doesn't it? But, you know, there will be, it's just like the Sacramento event. It's just like the Sacramento event. Now, you maybe wouldn't agree with the politics of the small group that had a permit that was going to have their protest. It doesn't matter. You should stand with their right to do so. It's just like free speech. You don't counter speech that you don't like with censorship. You counter it with more free speech. But these groups that claim to want all this tolerance and all this acceptance, well, they're all about that till they run up on those that are contrary and don't accept their depravity or whatever. Then they become violent. You know, it's going to really be interesting to watch the conventions. I mean, I know we won't get any probably adequate reporting. That is something else. You know, we have such a pitiful press in this country, even on the local level. It's just it just boggles my mind when I'm looking at our local television stations, and they won't give descriptions of the people that they're looking for. My God, I think everyone sees through that now. They won't help identifying or finding these heinous criminals, but yet they don't want to give descriptions of them. Everyone knows. Well, what do you say? You know, it's where we're at, and it's only going to get worse. That's why, get self-sufficient. Garden if you can. Can if you can. You know, and we may, I may do, I may talk in the next week or two. There's other ways than canning. We move forward, I'm getting a little bit of an education on from my wife. So maybe I can share something with you that will actually help you to be able to store your food from your garden and not have to do the traditional canning, because I really believe these are the abilities, the tools, the knowledge that we're all going to need going forward in this plutocracy here in America. I'm not putting my eggs in the Trump's going to save us basket. I'm just not. I hope that I'm wrong. I hope all of y'all get to laugh about the utopia that Trump brings in and what a fool Farron was. I hope you do. I will welcome the ridicule, but I don't see it happening. My gut says nay. I think they're either going to give us the shill or Trump's going to sell us out. And I hope I'm wrong, but that's what I think. So that's what I'm going to say. And if he picks like Newt Gingrich, I'll not vote for him, period. And just the fact that is being floated, what does that say? You know, or Senator Burr for that matter. But I don't know, you know, we'll see. All right, Washington Examiner. Democrats targeting content and control of the internet, especially from conservative sources, are pushing hard to layer on new regulations and even, yes, you guessed it, censorship under the guise of promoting, you got it, diversity, while policing bullying. Yeah, the bullying, you know, you're getting bullied on the internet. I know it's real for young people. It blows my mind, you know, people are, they should unplug from it, but the youth can't. They are so just interwoven. Everything is the internet. Everything is a Facebook. You know, I mean, they love it. I mean, they've grown up in that technology. I understand that. It's a different time. It's a whole different mentality for the youth. I understand that fully. But does that make it healthy? No, that doesn't make it healthy. Does that make it where the direction that we should be going in? Well, absolutely not. When people are dying over internet bullying, and then, of course, the whole advent of the sexting and everything else that goes along with it. You know, one of the headlines I saw this past week was illegal immigrants were coming into the country using Uber. Boy, if I don't tell you we're in bad shape, I might not even... It was so, I was like, well, I should have known, you know, I should have known that's the way. I didn't even read the article, but whatever. All right, they are going to promote that diversity. You know, that's working so well for us. We need more of that. That is great. Warns commissioners from the Federal Communications Commission. All right, we'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media. Back in moments.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio of the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. This article goes on to say, at a Cato Institute discussion on online speech Wednesday night, both of the regulators said they are eager to issue new rules that would put limits on what people could say on blogs, online news, and even on YouTube. The Washington Examiner reported. So, you know, all of this is going to be, you know, they'll probably bring about some event, you know, some kind of shooting event or whatever, and then link the person to radical content on the internet and then use that as a justification to eliminate freedom of speech on the internet. I know people here seem to think, well, that'll never happen. But when you start looking at people like Arthur Topham out of Canada and the trouble that he's got in, or Ernest Zundel, or any of the rest, even though these have happened outside of the United States, we're not that far off. She's all coming. It's just a matter of time. And I go back to who's going to do something about it? What's anybody going to do? I don't see a movement that presses back with anything like enough force to stop the juggernaut that is just destroying us internally by design. Some say it's being done incrementally. I don't even know if you could even say that anymore. It's happening so fast. I wanted to also make mention the Southern Baptist Convention, which is showed itself to just be nothing more than an utter disgrace. Just this month, the Southern Baptist Convention, the United States' largest Protestant denomination, cucked to extreme levels in a bid to destroy themselves. The SBC recently passed a resolution calling for all Christians to cease displaying any and all Confederate flags. I mean, they don't have anything better to do than to vote that they would like for their parishioners not to display Confederate flags. The fact that the church stands for absolutely nothing anymore, and the attendance at these are just, it's just evaporating. And yet they continue to do stuff like this, which is I'm sure is making people just leave in droves, because they see the fact that they are so humanistic, they lack any backbone whatsoever, and yet they continue to do it, which is fine with me. Probably 99% of their parishioners didn't have the intestinal fortitude to display a Confederate flag anyway. They were probably glad that happened, so they'd be like, oh yeah, I was wanting to fly that, you know, I was going to fly it, you know I was, but since the church told me not to, I just won't go down to Walmart. Well, you can't get one at Walmart now, can you? Where would you get one? I guess you'd have to go online and buy one from China or whatever. But anyway, I just thought that was extremely interesting. And this is the same church, the Southern Baptist Convention, the SBC, that the NPR reported a couple of weeks ago. Southern Baptists are one of the most reliable Republican religious groups in the U.S., but in a week when the party's presumptive presidential nominee was expanded on by his temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States, the Southern Baptist Convention is taking a different approach. Listen to how intelligent they are. During a meeting of the Southern Baptist churches in St. Louis, participants weighed in on a variety of hot-button issues, among them refugee settlement. Participants voted to approve a resolution urging Southern Baptist churches and families to welcome the refugees. More poison. Give us more poison. Affirming that refugees are people loved by God, made in His image, and that Christians' love should be extended to them as special objects of God's mercy in a world that has displaced them from their homelands, is the quote. Unbelievable. I mean, just unbelievable. I mean, it's beyond the realm of the possible to ever get the people in this country to embrace anything like any kind of common sense. The Southern Baptist Convention is telling people to take down your Confederate flags and embrace Syrian refugees that are coming here and raping little girls. Clueless as to why they're Syrian refugees, clueless to the fact that we have made a disaster out of the whole Middle East with our endless continual wars. Coming up on a break, back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hello, we're back on the alternative media, and I was just in a video. A 16-year-old sucker punches a 12-year-old with brass knuckles. I just watched the video, and of course, the 16-year-old is a black young man. Hits a 12-year-old white child with brass knuckles. It could be the knockout game. I mean, look at this society, this filth-filled, depraved, super-violent society in which we live in. And we actually sit back and listen to the audacity of these lying criminal politicians and the lying media keep trying to brainwash everyone into believing that diversity is our greatest strength. More of the same poison. You know, I don't know what it is going to take to get the people to have had enough. I guess it's not your child being beat up. You know, when I think back of, and I see anything in the news back about how they did the busing and the people choked that down, there's no limit to what the American people are willing to put up with. I don't believe there's any limit at all. Maybe, you know, if the money, if the fiat run out, I don't know. Maybe I'm completely different than everyone else. I am sick of it. sick of the whole push. The rigged elections, the one clown or the other, the skyrocketing prices, the fact that everything you buy is a piece of junk about ready to break before you can even get it out of the box. You know, I look at some of the stuff my dad has that's worked, like a nozzle that you put on the end of a water hose that he bought, you know, like 25 years ago, and it still works. You know, it's made out of metal. It's got stuff in it like brass. You know, it works year after year after year. Or you can go get one now and it's plastic and, you know, it breaks immediately. I mean, we're supposed to believe this farce that our life is somehow getting so much better with this technology. The computers all suck. Now your iPhone, you've got to put your fingerprint on it to get the thing to come on. You're just being moved into more of this technological prison. You're being surveilled constantly. We've all accepted that. You know, the day the Snowden case, or within days of the Snowden case breaking, I had Tex Mars on that morning. And he said it's just all being done so that everyone will accept the fact that you're under total surveillance, like broadcasts like this have said for years. He said it's so that it'll get it out in the open. Everyone will accept it, and they will, and they'll move on. And they did. They did exactly that. We just take it and take it and take it and take it. Can't even watch Dukes Hazzard on TV. We take it. But you know, when I watch videos like that, I can tell you what, if that was my child, there'd be one here that wouldn't take it. No. That wouldn't work out well. I don't understand why people are not like that, or more like that. I thought this was a really interesting story this past week. Fox News ran this story. Lone wolf jihadists should target white Americans so no one mistakes their terror attacks for hate crimes unrelated to the cause of radical Islam, Al-Qaeda writes in the latest edition of its online magazine. Yeah, you know, Al-Qaeda with their online magazine. Supposedly says, attack white Americans so that they're not mistaken as hate crimes. Does that make any sense? Al-Qaeda don't even want to be deemed racist, do they? So they should attack white people. Because white people is the only people you can attack, and it's never a hate crime. Isn't that interesting? I mean, it's all out in the open. I guess everybody knows it, including Al-Qaeda knows it. It's never a hate crime. You see that 12-year-old child there that was just hit with them brass knuckles? That's not going to be charged as a hate crime. That WXII news story that was in the news two nights ago where it looked like attempted murder to me, but I think they called it a simple assault. Not going to be any kind of hate crime. We just had a story where a lady was pregnant, pulled through a drive-through window and beaten because she didn't put ketchup and straws in the bag. Some black-on-white crime. I mean, it's getting much, 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 much worse. You know, if any of you out there are hopefully not in this category, although I've met more than I would have ever thought, if you're in that category of people that think you shouldn't have a gun in the house, you should rethink that. You should have a gun in your house, in your car, on your person, under your pillow. We should be armed all the time. We should start wearing our guns on our side. We're in worse shape than the Wild Wild West. If you don't believe it, just watch your news. And we really should start organizing and being prepared for what's coming, because it's only going to get worse. So in this article, first reported by the Foreign Desk, Al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula called for more self-directed Muslim terrorists to kill white Americans. In the article titled Inspire Guide, unbelievable, tells terrorists to avoid targeting places and crowds where minorities are generally found. And I guess Al-Qaeda cares so much. They don't want their good name tainted as, maybe being bigots or... they fear the hate crime, apparently. So the best way to get done with that is, let's target Whitey. Because if gays or Latinos appear to be the targets, the federal government will be the one taking full responsibility. What, the federal government's? Haven't we had our failed war for years against Al-Qaeda and ISIS? We're not trying to destroy anybody. You don't have to fear the federal government, Al-Qaeda or ISIS. Federal government's not trying to get rid of you. Some of us know that. I mean, this, they're online, and the whole ridiculous, absurd notion of ISIS. And I get it all the time. I bet you do, too. I talk, we got to defeat that ISIS. I tell you, that ISIS. Yeah, I'm some real bad fellas, that ISIS, you know. Don't have an Air Force or Navy, but they're unbeatable. But I thought you might find that interesting. It can't get, when you think it can't get any more ridiculous, well, by golly, it certainly can. I tell you what, I got several more news stories here, but I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines if you'd like to call in and get in on this. 1-800-313-9443. You can comment on this. You can share some other news. You can agree. You can disagree if you'd like to call in. 1-800-313-9443. The Gateway Pundit this past week ran a story. Obama's unaccompanied minors are committing horrific crimes, including decapitation and stoning. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, how much worse do they want this country to be in? How much worse shape do these sellout traitors that are running the country directly into the ground? How much worse do they want it to be? It blows my mind. Obama's unaccompanied minors, you know, which this is that story of the, the death train that they were riding. Remember the spontaneous epiphany that they all had? Go to America, young lad, all at once from all over South America, Mexico, Guatemala, wherever. They just start coming up here. Well, now they're actually getting some data, putting together some information. This is the Gateway Pundit. The miners from Central America are being recruited by the violent MS-13 gang. The Obama administration is on pace to accept 52,000 unaccompanied minors into the U.S. this year. How about that? 52,000 unaccompanied minors into the U.S. this year. Now, the MS-13 gang arrest in Fairfax County so far this year has jumped to more than 160% over last year, WJLA reported. And they are well known for committing all kinds of horrific crimes. Those crimes have been increasing, in the D.C. region. David LaValle, special agent in charge at the FBI's Washington field office, saw the rise of MS-13 nearly 10 years ago, followed by a lull because he said that a law enforcement had cracked down. Now, LaValle, special agent in charge of FBI's Washington field office, says the gang is back. We've seen increased activity as mirrored by what we're seeing in Central America. Let's leave it right there. We'll come back to it. We're going to go to the phones. We've got Ed in Chicago, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to join in. Ed, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Good. How you doing, Fern? I'm glad to hear your voice again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And, you know, my hat's off to you with what you did running for office, sir. You really gave it a good shot, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very good. And I don't know if you remember, I'm the guy that called with my daughter in Sweden.
Yes, sir.
That was January 17th, and we picked her up yesterday, and no problems. She was in Sweden, did her last semester, and then she did, she ended up in doing a month tour in Europe, but mostly like Hungary, Croatia, Bosnia. She was in Sarajevo, and she's telling me all about, you remember the little war there we had, you know, with under Clinton, and we were bombing Serbia and all that. Anyway, she was there, and she's back, and she's safe, and remember that little war.
What did she say, like, the mood is over there? Did she elaborate?
Yes. She actually went, did a tunnel tour of Sarajevo where the Serbians were bombing. It was a siege of Sarajevo, and they thought it would last a couple of weeks. It lasted, like, three or four years. And because they had built this tunnel, and so she did the tunnel tour where they were bringing in food and water, believe it or not, to these people that were under siege in Sarajevo. And it's kind of forgotten, isn't it? You know?
It is, yeah.
You know, this is in 92 to 96 under Clinton. Clinton was helping the Muslims. You remember the KLA, and it was we were supporting the Muslims there in that struggle. Anyway, I just wanted to say that she's back. And hey, a little bit of humor. I've got a T-shirt that has every round. It's got all the rifle rounds, 308, 223, 556, 30-06, and then it's got all the pistol rounds, 38, blah, 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 9mm, 40 caliber, and it says, it's got them all pictured, and then it says, celebrate diversity. I thought she'd like that.
Is she going to stay in the country now, no more traveling abroad?
Well, no, now she goes in a week or two to the belly of the beast. She got a job with Goldman Sachs with the computer bullshit, coding. Unbelievable. Yeah. But she's well-schooled in, what can I say, freedom, liberty, I've been reading the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July for the last 20 years, you know. To all my family, whenever we get together, and they hate me, but I yell at them, you've got to listen to this. You know, this is our country.
Well, that's good for you, Ed. I'm glad that you do that, because, I mean, it's amazing how many people nowadays I've never really sat down and read the Declaration of Independence and are completely clueless as to what the Constitution says.
Right. I mean, that's what we're celebrating. They signed it on the 4th of July, 1776. The war started April 19th, 1775, you know, but they actually signed and they declared their independence on the 4th, 76, and there's the document, and it's a well-written document, and nobody reads it. Nobody knows, you know, and you're like, wake up, people. This is why we have the same,
Hold this thought for me, and we'll wrap it up on the other side of this break. Hang on for me, and we'll be back in moments. 1-800-313-9443.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Media Farron in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. I got Ed in Chicago. Ed, what do you think on this Independence Day? Oh, Ed's gone. Okay. All right. I was going to run a couple of questions by Ed, but I'm glad his daughter made it back safe. You know, I know that had to be with everything that was transpiring at the time. He had to, that had to be quite an ordeal. You know, my heart goes out every time I see the news or I look at the New Observer Online. If you're looking for a new website, maybe you haven't checked out, check out newobserveronline.com. If you really want to see what's going on in Germany and some of the European countries, it is just amazing to see that Angela Merkel will just come. I mean, I know she's a sold out traitor, but do that to the population in her country. What has ever happened to people being assassinated? I don't know. I mean, I'm not promoting violence here. I'm just saying it seems like we go years, decades now without some of these sellout traitor leaders even a good attempt. What happened to that? You know, it is the destruction, and it is the intentional genocide of the population and the country. And we're seeing it right here in our own country. These stories that I've done tonight paints a grim picture for our future as we go forward. And the powers that be, and hopefully everyone listening to this broadcast knows who that is, are diabolically putting this machinery in place, and they are just gradually ratcheting it up more and more and more and more. And the scariest thing is when you see these organizations like the Southern Baptist Convention, that is actually embracing it, believing it, believing the lies, and are moving ever more forward with our ultimate destruction. You know, I couldn't tell you how many people that I know now that just struggle week to week to get by because of the prices of everything, or, you know, short time, or working two or three jobs. It is a whole different animal out here in 2016 than it was even 20 years ago in 1996. Or especially go back to like 1986, 30 years ago. And things that we said would be unacceptable, we openly accept without really much, if any, thing other than just some useless lip service that we disapprove. I mean, look at Obamacare. Look at how the rates just change. You have to pay it or you pay the fine. But then the social changes, the social engineering, and the social degradation of our society. The now the gigantic steps forward to justify and embrace homosexuality everywhere you look, especially on television. And it's happening rapidly, rapidly. These Trump events, you've got Hispanics out there burning the American flag, doing the very things that he criticizes them for, is actually like they're proving his point. But they just keep doing it. Our country is in bad shape in a multitude of ways. And it makes me really sad for the thoughts of the young generation that's coming along. How would you really like to be about 12 or 18 in this country? What do you even tell people to do?
This is Cindy Johnson, and you're listening to 1520.
And true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative.